topic for today is the bittul of Lach B'Lach. Lach B'Lach is usually mispatel of the Shishim, but we know that sometimes Lach B'Lach is mispatel B'Rov. For example, Min B'Mino, Chachamim is mispatel B'Rov. So if Min B'Mino, you have some, whatever the case is, you have some Min B'Mino situation with Lach B'Lach, so there's mispatel B'Rov. So I want to analyze firstly how mispatel Lach B'Lach works by Rove, and then after B'Shishim. So when it came to Bittul B'Rov by Yavish Yavish, we discussed last week that there are two basic spars. One we'll call the Rosh, you know, Napach. Another one was the Tosfos Rid. Really, nothing really changes. It's just there's a concept called Zina Masarov, which allows you to eat the Tarovitz. Three individuals can eat, you know, the three pieces. Maybe we ask for one person to eat them all three. But at the very least, there's a concept of Zlina Masarov, which allows which allows the Tarovitz to be Nitar. Now, when it comes to a Tarovitz of Lach B'Lach, it's very hard to apply the Tosfos Rid Svar, because Zlina Masarov, Pirush Lama, you have three pieces. You take one piece, it's probably kosher. Two and one, it's probably kosher. It's probably from the Rov. But when it comes to Lach B'Lach, it's all mixed together. So it's all mixed together, it's basically impossible to hold on to that Svara, to retain that Svara. And therefore, we're forced to look for another Svara. If you hold of the Rosh Svara, it's Napach. So if you look at Napach by Yavish, it should be Napach by Lach. And Rav Chaim, in the stencils on Shas, in Simon Reish Chav Tes, assumes that Taka by Lach B'Lach, it's Napach. He compares the concept of Bittul by Taroves to the source, to the concept of bittul by Dayanim. We have Zlina Basarov, we have most Dayanim, Paskin Besin Rov. And he claims that by the Bezdin, the Rov Deos causes that the Miut is Napach, you know, to be like the Rov. The Dayanim who disagree, you know, at the end of the day, since we go Paskin Besin Rov, they agree, they, you know, come over to the side of the Rov. So he writes, Nimsein Lemedim, the Mihach, the Mahani, Ruv, the Sanhedrin, the Chashiv, Ruba Kakula. It's right. Miut Napach K'mar Rov and Asik Harov. It's not that or Paskening based on these two Dayanim. You need three Dayanim. No. The third Dayan is Tarif to the two. So all three Dayanim Paskin Chayev, all three Dayanim Paskin Pater. And the Chaim in that piece explicitly relates to the concept of Lach B'Lach, Bittul by Lach B'Lach. And he says the same thing. It's Napach. So what emerges is that from Chaim, even the concept of Nebuch exists by a bit of Lach B'Lach. Yeah.
You discuss with him, isn't Lach B'Lach by everyone passes that is guilty and they're innocent?
Right. There is a concept like that by Din Sanhedrin.
That
I think might be a question of we're worried that maybe the Din is a Din Meruma. How can it be all Dayan and Paschal in one way? Maybe they weren't being Malavis close enough, etc. It doesn't become as if. When Rav Chaim says that the Miut is Nebuch L'Rov, it's not to say that it's as if Kulam say Chayev and therefore we have that problem. That whole problem exists only when from the get-go everybody said Chayev. From the get-go everybody said Chayev, then we wonder what the nature of this din was. So I think technically you're right, but I'll be din, it's only a problem when we think there's something fishy here. And he said Potter, and then he was just outvoted, so at the end of the day he's Nebuch to Chayev, but it's not Mamish from the get-go Chayev. Okay. Now, if you believe that a Tarovitz Yavish Yavish works for Napach, so saying it works by Napach, by Lach B'Lach, makes a lot of sense. But if you're a Tosfos Rid man, and you really fundamentally believe there is no such thing as Napach, so the question is, how does it work here? So it could be it doesn't work by, it's not Napach by a Tarovitz of Yavish Yavish, but Lach B'Lach it is. But there's another story that could be raised, that the Chorim bring up, which is the concept of Ne'evad. Now, it's not that, you know, again, we mentioned last time, Nevach could be understood in a more mystical way. It's Nevach. The concept of Nevad is a parallel to that, but it's different. In that, when you have two pieces of meat, or three pieces of meat, so they're all individual pieces. So to say the Nevach is much bigger Kiddush. But to say, when you have a situation where the mixtures are mixed together, it's liquids, and they're mixed together, so even saying Nevach is much bigger Kiddush, but you can all even say a different story. You can say it's neva. The Isser is somehow not noticeable. For only 49%. Again, it's easier to say when it comes to Shishim. But even when it comes to Rov, it's only 49% of this liquid, 51% of that liquid. So you look at it, it looks like, orange juice. It doesn't look like, you know, the apple juice that was traced. It just, right, well, if it's a minimino, it was like minimino. So, there are two types of apple juice. So it's never. It's never a miuto. The fact that it's 49%, it's a miut, makes it cause it to be never. And the Ria Kurkus, who's one of the Purushim on the Rambam, writes this famously in Hilchos Sharvas Tumas. The Rambam in Sharvas Tumas, Aleph Tezayin, paskins that if you have a mixture of Basar Nevela, which is Tame, Basar Shchuta, which is Tar, and you have Rov Shchuta, so the mixture then is Tahor when it comes to Tumas Maga. So if I touch each piece, so I say, oh, just like I can eat each piece, if I touch each piece, I'm Tahor. But if the Tumas Mas is lifting it up, you lift up the entire pot, so you certainly lift it up, Tumah. So Rambam says, for Tumas Mas, you're Tummy. For Tumas Maga, you're Tahor. That's the Rambam's Psak, the Ferek Aleph Halacha Tesayin of Sharvas Tumah. But the Ketzav Mishnah there quotes the Rikurkus, who's bothered by the discrepancy between this and the previous halacha. The previous halacha, Aleph says Vav, speaks of the case of a mixture of lach b'lach, which has tumah in it, and it's the case of yoledes, so there's like tumah there, and there's blood, and all these different things, and it gets a little gory, we're not going into the details, but at the end of the day, you have tumah, and you have non-tumah, and there's a mixture, and there's no tumas maka or tumas masa. So how can it be that when it comes to halacha tezayin, tumas masa exists, because at the end of the day, it's there, whereas in halacha tezvav, there's no tumas maka or tumas masa. So the Reed Kurkos explains that there's a basic chiluk here between how bittel works by yavesh v'yavesh versus bittel by lach v'lach. By bittel yavesh v'yavesh, so he's assuming that it's not nefach. It's still there. It's still there. If you lift up the pot, you lift it up the vela. There's three pieces of meat. One is the vela. Two are kasher. The vela is tameh, and as such, tumas masa applies. Whereas, when it comes to the lach v'lach, he writes the following: the charar is dam shiny. This mixture of blood is different. Shabbatel bittel kinis arva charara b'dam the gigananim v'nimcheis behem. So the charar, which is tameh, is bittel with other blood. V'nimcheis behem gets all mushed together. V'havi hakol kama adam v'ein kan od davar shiyatameh. It's gone. The charar is gone. Aval kan ein lomar kein de'va'api nafshei kai elish ein anikeres. The three pieces of meat, one of them is the vela. So they still exist. So essentially what the Rikurkos suggests is that there's a fundamental chiluk in the way bittel works by lach v'lach versus yavesh v'yavesh. Yavesh v'yavesh is still there. He's not assuming like the Rosh. He's assuming like Tassar. It's still there. And therefore the Tumas Masa exists. But by lach v'lach, it's gone. Now you can formulate it in different ways. You could say he's just saying nevach like the Rosh. Others formulate it as he's saying nevach. It's somehow lost. It loses its independent status. Either way, on some level it's nevach. Meaning, so the differences I think are subtle. But what's important about the Rikurkos is that he opens up a whole world for us. The distinction between the bittel works by lach v'lach versus yavesh v'yavesh. There's two fundamental fundamentally different ways of looking at bittel. Lach v'lach is either is nepach or it's nevad, and yavesh v'yavesh, according to some, the iser is not nevad, it's not nepach, it's still there, it's just as lina basaro. Having said this, it's worthwhile to look at some of the Zinei Bittel to see if we see chiluki between the Taruvah, the Lach V'Lach, and Yavesh V'Yavesh. So I want to discuss five or so chiluki between these different these various Taruvos. We know, for example, there's a concept of Ein Vatel Yisrael Chatchil. Gemara on Beit Zedavta. Ein Vatel Yisrael Chatchil. Now, is that true when it comes to Taruvahs of Lach V'Lach as well, or only by Yavesh V'Yavesh? So Pashas, 99% of the Rishonim, say, yeah, it's, what's the difference? Lach v'lach, yavesh v'yavesh. The Ra'a says, no, there's a difference. The Ra'a in Dala Dala, Pish Laman Vavam Beis, says the Isser is only by yavesh v'yavesh. To take a piece of nevela and put it into Shchuta. But if it would be in the Taruvah, lach v'lach, would be mutter. She'ein din Isser bittel l'chatchila, ele v'masha miskayim ha'isser b'socho, kigon nevela v'chazir, l'soch ochel. You put a piece of treif in a piece of kosher. He says it's mutter mevata liquids, a tiny amount of pig juice will be mutter mevata. Again, we obviously don't pass in this way, but the fact that he's pointing to this distinction between a teruv is lach v'lach, versus the yavish yavish might assume that he's understanding that the way people works is totally different. It could be a din in how investment sechatchila works, but it could also be a function of his understanding how bittul works. By yavish v'yavish, the isser is still there, right? That's what it sounds like. His lashon is ha'isser kayam v'shmo olav, right? But by a tarobas of lach v'lach, it's gone. And if it's gone, right? It's enokayim. It's enokayim. It's mut. Again, it's not obvious at all. You might say it's still a problem. We discussed why in Vatan is still a right? It's a question of your relationship to the Surim, or you might mistake the ratio, so the sisters exist regardless. But that's the Shita of the Ra'ah. Now, even if we don't accept the Ra'ah, which we don't, there still is an interesting discussion as to what the level of Isser is to Vatan is still. We know there's a Chumash Shonu if it's the Reis of the Rabbana. So there's some, the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, the Chosha Mishpah Chaf Beis, who makes a chiluk between lach v'lach and yavish v'yavish. He says, "Tzimvatel ha-chaticha, yavish v'yavish, how is it d'oraisa?" The whole discussion, you know, maybe it's only drabana, and that's by lach v'lach. Why? Again, because by lach v'lach, the iser, you know, it's basically gone. So if it's basically gone, maybe the iser is only drabana. Yavish v'yavish, you have three pieces of meat. One is mamash chazer. So that's for sure iser d'oraisa. That's the Chassam Sofer Shita. And again, it fits well with his assumptions. The bittul works in a different way. He writes, "So this site, the levato yavish yavish v'mino barov afilu be'elef v'kol yamaz isad araisahu. The least suffix, it's certainly a isad araisahu. Well, plinky tosef is araivid. The whole machlokas are shown in isad bittul araisahu a drabanan. Rak mevato lach v'lach v'shishim shabatel isad v'kala v'aver mina olam. He says only by lach v'lach v'shishim. Again, I'm discussing here rov, but you could say it's also by Rov, but he's saying only by Shishim. The Shishim is even more obvious that it's gone. And the Yehuda says the same thing. The Yehuda in Tinyani or Deya and then Hey. Okay. Another Nafkamina. We know that Davar Yeshlo Matirim is not Batal, right? So you have this egg, and the egg is might have been Noldo Yontif. So it's Davar Yeshlo Matirim. Why eat it today? Eat it tomorrow. So we say you shouldn't eat it. It's ain't a batel. So Moshe Shonim assumes this applies to terubas of lach v'lach and terubas of yavish yavish. But the Sefer Yashar, Rabbi Tam Sefer Yashar, assumes that this halacha is limited to terubas of yavish yavish. But lach v'yach lach, davar shishim matir is mutter. And the question is why. So again, if you assume that the fundamental difference between terubas lach v'lach and yavish v'yavish, you might say, but yavish v'yavish, iser is there. Iser is there. Lama tochlo b'iser, tochlo b'heser. But lach v'lach, iser is gone. Iser is gone. What do you mean lama tochlo b'iser? It's enokayim, and as such, it would be mutter.
Do you think that's better with Rashi's explanation?
Oh, so yeah. So that's, I think, in terms of the Mechavos Yerushonim. Mendel's pointing out that we know there's Mechavos Yerushonim, Rashi, Ran, you know, as to why davar shishim matirim is not batal. The svara I just gave works with Rashi. Lama tochlo b'iser, you know, tochlo b'heter. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan in his Trubas Be'er Yitzchak Simin Yud is bothered by this. He says that most of Yerushalayim assume that davar shishim matirim applies to lach v'lach as well. So it could be, he claims, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, that there's still a fundamental difference between why davar shishim matirim doesn't work, isn't batal by lach v'lach, versus why it's not batal when it comes to yavish v'yavish. And he claims that Rashi's svara is true for a teruvis yavish v'yavish, but a teruvis lach v'lach, he can't hold on to Rashi's svara because it's not really usher anymore. It's gone, and therefore we have to say the Ran's svara. So the way he formulates it is that the Ran agrees to Rashi by a teruvis yavish v'yavish. That's how he formulates it. That even though the Ran thinks the svara is heter v'heter, but when it comes to the terms of Yavish Yavish, Isser is gone, and then he has to come on to Rashi's far. Again, he does that for a technical reason. He wants to be marviach that Shita Sarv Ashi in Beis Abdalid would fit according to Rashi, because according to the Ran. The Ran holds that the whole problem is the one of Bitzel Heter Beheter. So it's only his problem in the Tarovet. And the question is, according to the Ran, how would he understand Rav Ashi's claim in Beta Daphthalid that a beta that suffix nolda is also, even if it's not in Tarobis. Vishnu Lokhoi Rashi, one beta is not in Tarobis, just one beta sitting here on the table with suffix nolda beyond it. So for Rashi, the svara is, don't eat it now, eat it tomorrow. But for the Ran, the whole question is, you know, it's heter b'heter, there's no pitzel. If it's just sitting on the table, it's not on tarobis, we suffer the rabban on the kula. Right? That's the kasha. All the Rishonim ask, all the Mepharshim ask, how can, not all of them, some of them ask, how can the Ran explain Shitas Ravashi in Beis of Dalit? Pardon? Yeah, the Beis is sitting on the table, it's suffering the Yonav is Aser. So how would the Ran explain that? So the Be'er Yitzchak wants to say the Ran agrees to Rashi. When it comes to the term of Yovesh Yovesh, he agrees to the Svar of Lama Tochlo V'Isser Tochlo V'Hete. But again, for our purposes, what emerges is that because there might be a difference in the way Bittel works by Yovesh Yovesh versus Lach V'Lach, the Svar of Tavesh Yishev Tira Eino Batel has a different rationale when it comes to the Yovesh Yovesh, namely Lama Tochlo V'Isser Tochlo V'Hete. Then the rationale for Lach V'Lach when we say, oh, it's Aser by Lach V'Lach because it's Heter B'Heter and the whole lumness of the Ran. It's working with a different mechanism. Another Nachmina might be the question of Minu Minu Labata. We know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Minu Minu is Labata. We hold the Chachamim, Minu Minu is Lach V'Ro. But she says Rabbi Yehuda is based off of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lachach L'Dam HaPar, L'Dam HaSoyer. So even though the Dam Par is greater than the Dam Soyer, still they're called in the Torah Dam Par Dam Soyer. So you see that the Ein, if they're Ein Bittul, B'min B'mino. That's the Shittas of Yehuda. Menachas Chavetim Rav. Most of the Rishonim assume that this applies across the board. Lach V'lach, Yavish V'yavish. But the source, after all, is the source of Lach V'yalach, blood, right? Two types of blood. And Tosfos in Yevamos, Chavetim and Aleph, Demaskal of Yehuda, assumes that Yehuda limits the Shita to Taruvah's Lach V'lach. By Taruvah's Yavish V'yavish, even if Yehuda agrees, Bin Minu's Vatal Baruch. That's Shita's Tosfos. The question is why? So the Kovetz Aras, the Rochanan, the Kovetz Aras, Samech Hey, Samech Oz Hey, explains based on a fundamental understanding of how Bittul works. We mentioned last time that Bittul might work because you can ignore the Miut, or Bittul might work because the Miut is somehow conquered by the Rov. Two understandings of how Bittul works. So Rochanan makes a distinction between Lach V'Lach and Yavish Yavish. He says, by Lach V'Lach, he says, one conquers the other. Because they're mixed together, so one really conquers the other. Whereas with Yavish Yavish, we just kind of ignore the piece that's the miut. He writes the following. T'v'einu mino k'gon cholov v'mayim, cholov is batel eitzel amayim. I mean, v'naz amayim. The cholov becomes like water. Aval v'mayim akati hein mayim. Gam la'achar terovet, v'shumhachi l'paka yisure mihen. V'einu mino, it's water and water, so there's no conquering. And since there's no conquering, Yehuda wouldn't say that Minu Minu is batel. But by Lach, by Yavish, Yavish, it's all a question about ignoring. So you can ignore, even by Minu, you can ignore it. Meaning, to say you ignore a Minu, that you can do even by Minu Minu. To say that one conquers the other, you can only conquer it if it's different. So Minu Minu doesn't conquer. That's Rav Chanan's understanding of the Shita of Tosfos. Why is it that Yehuda's Shita of Minu Minu and batel is limited to a Taroves of Lach B'Lach? By Yavish Yavish is motivated that there's Bittul. Because Bittul works in a fundamentally different way. Bittul Balach Balach means that one conquers the other. Minu Minu, you can't conquer because they're both the same min. Whereas, if it's a question of ignoring the Miut, so you can ignore the Miut even by Minu Minu. So this difference that he's pointing out between Lach Balach and Yavish Yavish, I think fits well with what we're suggesting, that Bittul Yavish Yavish works within Azlina Masarov, so you can ignore the Miut. Whereas Lach V'Lach is Ne'avad, it's Ne'apach, it's somehow conquered, and therefore, you know, Minu Minu wouldn't be able to conquer. The water can't conquer the water, it has to be water and milk, and then, you know, one can, you know, talk about Mivatel, Mivatel. Another Nafkamina, the concept of Chozer V'Nir, right? You have a Taroves, so a little bit of Isser, you know, falls in your Taroves. So you say it's Batel. Then a little more Isser falls in, it's Batel. A little more falls in, it's Batel. The question is, at a certain point, you're going to have more than Shishim of Isser. So we say Chozer V'Nir. So this is a big issue, which we discussed previously. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafim Zayin Dalid, in Rechaim, Tafim Zayin Dalid, quotes that when it comes to Chametz by Pesach, right, let's say you had Chametz that was in Batel before Pesach, when Pesach comes. So you say that the Chametz is Chozer V'Nir. I say, no, once it was batel, it was batel. Chametz after all is Isher Mashu. You don't have anything. You have it. So maybe it should become Asher on Pesach, it's Chozer V'Nir. There's two days, and the Ramah says that's the chalak between a teruvah of lach v'lach versus a teruvah of yavish v'yavish. So what's the chiluk? So if you look at the shirim of the Rav on Hilchos Teruvos, page Shin Lamid, he explains this chiluk that the Rama makes between teruvah of lach v'lach and yavish v'yavish based on this understanding that yavish v'yavish is still there. Since it's still there, the chametz can be chazir v'neir, can answer on Pesach. Whereas by lach v'lach, it's gone. And he says it's midin bittel, it's just gone. Again, what he means, l'chor, it's nevad miyuto, it's nepach, and therefore you won't say chazir v'neir. And the footnote there of Konigsberg in his Aras points to Cheshek Shlomo in Bechoros, Chavkim Obeis, where he says this pshat in the Ramah. He actually quotes the Rikorkos, and he brings a lot of the nafkaminas, and Konigsberg brings some of these nafkaminas. I'm going to say nay now, just briefly, two more nafkaminas. One of them is bittel of heter beheter. We discussed previously the concept of bittel heter beheter. You have, milk and potatoes. You want to know if there's bittel there, in that you can there afterwards put the potatoes with meat. So there's a question: if we say bittel beheter beheter, the Chasam Sofer in Shuva, in your day of Peihei, right at the beginning of Shuva, the Chasam Sofer says he's trying to explain a Levush, but he says in the Daf Levush that there's a difference between lach v'lach and yavish v'yavish. By yavish v'yavish, there's no heter there's no bittel of heter beheter, because it's still here. But by lach v'lach, the iser is gone, the heter is gone, meaning the milk becomes this batel. Therefore, even by heter beheter, there is a concept of bittel. And finally, he quotes another nafkamina. This is a whole discussion about when you have bittel, you have to throw out one piece. You have to throw one piece from the tarobes. There's a Rashi. This Rashi, the Pashas is that the whole din of throwing one piece out is only a din in truma. And when it comes to things that gezel kahuna, so a little truma fell into your pot. So the Mishnah says in Orla Beis Aleph that you have to be worried that even though there's bittel, you have to give one piece to the kohen. So it shouldn't be gezel hashevet. That's what Yerushalmi understands it there. But it wouldn't apply to other yisurim. Rashi there, and Varazara in Dalam Aleph. So Vessel Tarte assumes that it applies across the board. Whenever you have bittel, you have to throw one piece. And the Ramah in Yoredeh, Kuftes Aleph, says that Yesh Machmirin, to be Machmir, to always throw out one piece. In order to, again, it's not meaning to get L'Shevet, L'Chora, but for sure, but it's a din to be Marim one piece. So in this whole discussion, there is a Deah that holds that you have to throw out Tzarek L'Harim by Yavish Yavish, not by Lach V'Lach. Why? So again, Chiluk is obvious that by Yavish Yavish is still there. So you have to be Marim. You have to be not with a hey, the Harim. But when it comes to the Lach V'Lach, this is gone, and there's no need. Okay, so what we saw here thus far was the question of how Bittel works by Lach V'Lach. Is it that it's Ne'evad the miyuto, like the Rikorkos, this is a napach, like where Chaim explains it, similar to the Roshes, napach by lach v'lach, by yavish v'yavish rather. And then we highlighted the fact that yavish v'yavish might not work this way. The yavish v'yavish might very well be a din of zlina masarov, because it's written. And if that's the case, we highlighted five nafkaminas between how the dine bittel work by yavish v'yavish, where it's still there, versus the way how the dine bittel work by taruvas lach v'lach, where the iser is gone in okayim. So we recorkos, there's no tuma, there's no tumas masa. There could be no iser evatni chatchila, or even if there is an iser, it might only be rabbanan. The concept of yavish v'yavish might work differently, right? You can't have Rashi svara, you have to hold off the Ran svara. L'chora, Shitas Tosus is a min v'mino, even for Yehuda is batel barov when it comes to yavish v'yavish, because it's a different concept. And the question of whether we say chozer v'neir by yavish v'yavish versus lach v'lach, maybe lach v'lach it's gone, you won't say chozer v'neir. And lastly, the question of heter v'heter, and the concept of Lahari. What I want to discuss now is the more standard case of Lach V'Lach. Usually we assume Lach V'Lach is Shishim, right? Min V'Ein Amino. Taruv is Lach V'Lach, Min V'Ein Amino, you need Shishim. So I just want to give some background to Shishim and discuss a little bit of Lumpus. So what's the background? So I think we probably know most of the background. Let's say it out. How do you know this is Din Shishim? Any ideas? What's the Makar for Shishim? It's Rabbi Sheila. The Gemara Chulin Tzadikhet Amaral, it's Rabbi Sheila. Now, is that a Din D'Oraisa? So the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. So Pasuk's Din D'Oraisa. And that's how you can understand from Rashi. It doesn't say otherwise. But a lot of Rishonim are bothered by this Makar. Because after all, Rabbi Sheila is not a case of Min V'she'inu Mino. It's a case of Min V'mino. Tosas has a Kasha. Other Rishonim. So, Tosas writes that it's a Kabbalah b'yadam v'smechua haikra. Really, it's a Kabbalah, it's a pasuk, it's just an asmachta. What does that mean? It's Kabbalah b'yadam. Does that mean it's a drabanan? The whole shir is a drabanan? It's a halakha m'shtina? It's not so clear. The limud is really an asmachta. It could be that the whole concept is the drabanan. The Ran asks another kasha. The Ran on the Rif in Lamed Hei Beis, he says, "You understand? What's the din of zroa b'sheila? You have to cook the zroa with the rest of the korban, and the zroa is kodshe kodshim, and the rest of the korban is kodshe kalim. So maybe it's going to give tam. It'll aser it. It'll make it, you know, more chomer. It'll only be able to eaten by kohanim, etc. Zechiri kohuna, etc. No, it's not true because here the ratio from the zroa to the rest of the animal is shishim, so it's bad. So." Maybe Ein Hakanami Shishim is not a Din D'Oraisa. Maybe Torah is telling you this is what you have to do. Meaning, he says, the Dilma Batsi Mihai Shiur and Nami Batsi. Maybe the Shir Bitzel is even, well, 150 is his Batsi. It's just that here, the halach is, you have to you know, cook it. That's just the mitzvah. Right? Elishim Mitzvasa Bekach, Levash Lazro, Va'ayel Kechad. Levadim D'Oraisa Leba'in and Shishim Klal, there's no need for Shishim. Lo Bebino, Lo Vashayin Amino, Sosa Shalacha. Elishim D'Ika Isser, D'Yav Taim, Vashayin Amino, Shishim Kigon Batsi, Lekaflut. The Ran says it really isn't din of shishim midiraisa. Midiraisa, it's possible if you don't taste it, because tam keikar, he's assuming tam keikar is deraisa. So since tam keikar, you have to make sure you don't taste it. So Chacham just assumed that the most tasty item is going to give tam tol shishim, and therefore we require shishim. But really, meikar din midiraisa. There's no such need for shishim. As long as you don't taste this, there it's mutter. So that's the makor. Now, what is the nature of this halacha of shishim? What is exactly does this... Levitsky needs shishim, right? Yeah. Oh, so we're going to talk about that. There is a... The Ran actually holds there is a din d'rabbanan need shishim, meaning he had a kfeila, that's nafka mina, kfeila. Tosfos holds a kfeila, he doesn't taste it, it's mutter. You can be drabban. The Ranul there is the drabban. So I want to discuss some of those nafkaminas, but first I want to formulate the chakira in a clear way. Yesh lachor, when it comes to shishim, is shishim a sheer bittel? Rob is a sheer bittel. Is shishim like rob, the sheer bittel? Or is shishim just a way of ensuring there's no tam? If there's no tam, it's mutter, but there's no din shishim, it's not a sheer bittel. Tosas writes, Kim lehu, deviyosem yishishim lemar, lenei lemar, posei katam, asuchinu nam yaikra. After 60, there's no more time. The same Tos, same Amud, the Chesam Abed. So, it's not clear what Tos is saying. You could understand Tos is saying. It's not a sheer bittel. It's just a way of getting rid of the time. It could be. Rashi, though, writes explicitly that shishim is not connected to time, because Rashi holds the time kikr is drabana. And yet he still requires shishim, and probably midiraisa. Fashion is Rashi, all shishim is Rashi, and Tapik is Rabban. So there's a din shishim, there's a din called Bizzle Bashishim. It's Chara Shir. It's nothing to do with the Tom, because Tom's kick is Rabban. Again, assuming that Rashi holds that the din shishim is Rashi, which could be the Pashas. Reb Chaim, in a piece that's not so famous, but probably should be famous, in Hilchos Trumos, Terek and Gilman Halacha Tes, is done in this question of Feirish. He writes the following. He says, Hari Yesh Lomar, Dezesh Lachal al Tam, Tam Uruv, din Tam ki Iker. Why is it that when you have a little bit of tam, less than shishim, it's not tam yikra? Who be Torah's bittel? It's because the tam was in his batel. Shum the kahu dino, the ribuya tami mu'alim shall yurgash atama is there bisuyim, the vatlin shall yakul beidin tam yikra. Vilanoka shall tam urabo. So even though something that has 1/100th gives a little bit of tam, says Rechaim, we're not kosher for that tam. Because the sheer bittel is mevatlet. There's no, it's a bit, the same bittel. Oh, says Rechaim, or the other side of the Chakira, the Neima, the Ve'em is called Tam, Urufe, Lachashiv, Tam, Aklal. Maybe after 60, it's not Tam. It's not considered tasty enough to be considered Tam. And Rechaim is Masik, his Maskana is, that no, really, any Tam is Tam. And he says, if you have a Taruvah of 61 different items, 1 ounce of 61 different flavors, so you taste it, it tastes like something, it doesn't taste like nothing. We don't say that all the tastes, you know, Ravatlan, it tastes like nothing. It tastes like air. He says, no. You see, it tastes like something. So it must be at Tom, even less than 60, has a taste. And halachically, it doesn't even taste. It's just that there's a shtin called Bittul Vashishim, and Bittul Vashishim is a sure Bittul that allows you to disregard that Tom. So if you have a food item that's made out of 61 different ingredients, each one being 1 ounce, so then even if they're Aser, they're all Mizbata, even though it has a taste. Because there's a din called Bittul Vashishim. What do you mean? I mean, in fact, the Surah Mavatan says it's true.
I guess like when you...
I mean, if you have a Surah Mavatan 59, and there are two Isurim, one, you know, Kazayas of Chaylev, one Kazayas of...
What I meant is, don't we usually assume that when you have Shishim, in fact, there's no taste whatsoever?
So that's the question he discusses. He says, how can there's no taste? We know it tastes like something. Meaning, usually it's like 60 to 1. So they say, oh, there's no taste. It's just one, it's no taste. But he says, let's take that, you know, the next step further. Let's say it's 61 different, you know, ingredients. Each one is 1 ounce. So we're not going to say it tastes like anything. So muhach, there is a taste, and it's halachically significant. And yet it's mutter, because there's a thing called Bittul Vashishim. That's what Chaim says. Again, it's not so well known, but I think it's important for Chaim. Now, I agree that it's not the pashas. Usually people assume that after 60, it's just meaningless. The taste doesn't have any halachic significance. The Peneshur writes like that in Beit Zalav and Chesav Aleph. He says, the cave in the Vishenu Mino of Time Atalia Milsa, Shoach, cave in the Vyosef Vishishim, Lecha knows in town. Klaal. You can't have a Kilu, Hukar, Isser, and Nistalik, and Heter, Kamandalese, them. It's Kamandalese. Right? Yosef Vishishim, Lecha knows in town, and it's Kamandalese. So that's I think, the more obvious understanding. It's not a sheer Bittul. But just for the record, what we're saying here, if you take, you know, the, I guess what we would call the more obvious understanding, there's a fundamental difference between Rov and Shishim. Right? Rov is a sheer Bittul. And Shishim, right, Shishim is not a Shir Bittul. Shishim is a way of getting rid of Tam. Right? Whereas Choshim Chaim, Rov is a Shir Bittul, and Shishim is a Shir Bittul. They're both Shurim in Bittul, Shurim in Bittul. In fact, the Rosh, when he speaks about Napach, he says, he's trying to prove that Bittul means Napach. He says, Lashon Bittul mashma heter gomur k'itzer abatul b'shishim o'emeah. So he's comparing Bittul b'rov to Bittul b'shishim. If we assume that, you know, Bittul b'shishim is not a sheer Bittul, and Bittul b'shishim is a way of getting rid of Tam, so then you're essentially saying it's just kind of like, you know, it dissipates. So that's Yehuda that Lashon. He says, it's similar to Yeshua. Right, Kol davar habatul v'shishim la mitores ruba asinan shemin b'sheinu mino b'dreisel lo v'hani ruba mishum tam kiker filhachim b'shishim batul t'hainu shabitul eino od b'tores rov rak she'ein od tam iser klal v'klal. It's not that there's a bitul v'rov. It's not even a bitul v'shishim. Tam is no longer here. Tam is just gone. So once that's some nafkaminas to this question. Something that Neil mentioned a minute ago, it's a question of kfeila. The Gemara says in Chulin, that if you have a taruvus, you're not sure if it's aser, how much fell in, you have a kfeila, taste it, and he can master it. If there's no kfeila, then you use shishim. Right? If you have a taruvus that has iser in it, you ask a kfeila, taste it. If there's no kfeila, you use shishim. But the Gemara in Tarichet of Adalat Chulin just says, kol yisurim b'shishim. So the question is, what happens to kfeila? So Rashi understands, according to the Gemara Tzadiches, even if a kfeila tells you it's mutter, it's still aser. You need shishim, right? It could be the Gemara is rejecting the concept of kfeila. Shishim might be a din d'oraisa. Again, maybe it's learned from El Nazi, a din d'oraisa. You need shishim. But Tosfos says, what?
Rashi could be the opposite. Why do you need shishim?
You don't even
give it to a
kfeila. Right. Meaning, once you have shishim, then you also need kfeila. If there's a kfeila around, you might need to ask the kfeila to ensure.
Yeah. that's just the Rabbanan.
Right, that's just Rabbanan. But less than Shishim of Heter, there's nothing to talk about. Even if Phila tastes it, it's certainly also going to Rashi. But Tosus is obvious. Tosus says, Peshul Kondra is afki lo yayiv taima bai Shishim. It's not true. Right? Afki lo yayiv taima bai Shishim. If there's no time, you still require Shishim, Rashi holds. Veinirat is Tosus, it's mutter lagamre. If there's no time, it's mutter. Now, most Rishonim agree to Rashi, but on a Drabana level. Most Rishonim hold that you always need Shishim. You always need Shishim, be Drabana. So even if it's only, 50 to 1, and there's no Isser, no taste of Isser, still be Drabana, you can't eat it. The Ran, the Rashba, the Ritva. The Ram says not that way. We'll get the Ram in a second. The Ritva writes, Tzarechetam Beis over here, Yishonim, the Hadak Lokashem Midi. The Kimla and the Vadai Shatam is Batal Thulu Pachas Shishim. Rabbanan who the boy Shishim, the low boy Levitule Pachas Shir Shesh by El Nazir. Chazal never wants to be Batal less than a Shir of El Nazir. They always required, a Shir of Shishim. What emerges, we have three opinions here. Rash, Tosfos seems to say, there's no need for Shishim. Right? Shishim is only in all the Kfela. If you have a Kfela, Kazunta hate, it's all good. The other extreme is the Rashi. He says, no, you always need Shishim. Midoraisa, Pashas. And then there are many Rishonim say that no, Midorabanan, you require Shishim, but Midoraisa, Sakamoter, if it's Kfela, tasted and there's no Tamis. So, this question, before we get to the Rambam, this question is what we tell in our Chakira. We had a question. What is Shir Shishim? Is Shir Shishim a Shir Bittul? Or Shir Shishim a way of ensuring there's no time? So for Tosfos, it's very clear. Shishim is a way of getting making sure there's no time. If you have a kfela, so you don't need the shishim. Whereas for the other Rishonim, shishim is a shir bittul. Either midaraisa or midarabanan, it's a shir bittul. Now, the Rambam, as you mentioned, has a unique sheet. The Rambam holds, the fact that there are two tracks. He says, if you have a kfela, have the kfela taste it. There's no time is there, it's mutter. Even if there's no shishim. Right, 1/50th Isser. Kfela taste it, doesn't taste like Isser, it's mutter lagamre. But if there's no Kfela, then you require Shishim or Meya or Masai, depending on the Isser. If the regular Isser is Shishim, certainly Surim need Meya, Truma, let's say, certainly Surim need Masai, Orla. So this is the case of Torah's Min Mish Eino Mino. Right? Min Mish Eino Mino. If the Kfela doesn't taste it, you have a Kfela, you don't taste it, it's mutter. If there's no Kfela, you need a Shir of Shishim, Meya or Masai. Pella, right? Why in the world would you need Meya or Masayim? Right? The Orla doesn't taste, more, the taste isn't more potent, it's not. So, before we discuss that, I guess part of discussing that is to say that what emerges from the Rambam is that the Rambam has two dinim. There's a din of the Matzirah Tarobes through a Kfela. And then if there's no Kfela, then you have a Shir Bittul. How do I know it's a Shir Bittul? How do you know Shishim is a Shir Bittul? Because he couples Shishim with Meyam Asayim, which are clearly Shurim and Bittul. Not Din and Tam. It doesn't make sense to say that, the Truma has a more, a stronger taste.
Would it be crazy though to suggest that 60 is the normal amount to only get the taste and then the Chomer is in place for certain?
Right, you could say that Shishim is a din in time, and then there's another chumra of Meva time. You could say that, but intuitively I have a harder time. The truth is, it probably makes too much sense.
It can't be such a coincidence that even once you've said that Shir Bittul happens to be the same number that you no longer taste
it again. No, but Mendel is saying that maybe Shishim is a Shir Bittul. Shishim is a din of taste. And then there's a new chumra of Meyam Asayim.
You can still have the Shishim
be
a din
bittul.
Where do you get
60
from?
Right.
Taste, but we're not
going to
be so exact that 59 doesn't.
Right, you're saying something else. You're saying something else. You're saying that maybe Shishim, maybe I'm making it too simple, too simplistic. Meaning, maybe Shishim is a Shir Bittul, but the Shir Bittul stems from the reality that at that point there's usually no taste. It could be, I presented it as well. Tosfos says it's just a din not having tam. Which is true for Tosfos because he holds if there's no kfela, it's mutter. Right? If there is a kfela, rather, it's mutter. With less than shishim. So, but the people who require shishim, is that because it's a shirbitzel, or maybe it's a din and it's a shirbitzel, but it stems from the fact that usually there's no nesias tam, meaning you don't necessarily have to disassociate the formal shirbitzel from the nesias. Maybe the formal shirbitzel stems from the nesias. That's what they will say.
What is the nesias that is gone?
Right, so Mizrabanan, the Rambam holds there's two dim. I mean, at Reza level, we don't care about Shishim. Mizrabanan, there's a Shirbitl. And that Shirbitl, again, might be an independent Shir, like Me'am Matzahim, with Naidu Atam. Or it might be a halacha that step flows from the Messiah. Usually at Shishim, there's no Tam, like Tosus, right? Right, the Ran like this. The Ran writes like this. The Ran writes, Mizraisa lo be'inin Shishim klau. Lo be'minu lo she'aminu. Since some Yisurim give time by Shishim, he's going to bustle the kaflut. If I want me to write to Asher, the Minu Shishim, Minu of the Taima, Lechach Yishvu Chachamim, Kol Nosnei Tamim, Le'elu, to Levata of the Shishim. Minu Chachamim made a Gzera, Yishvu Chachamim, in order, it's patterned after the fact that some things give time. Since some things give time, therefore Chazal made a Shir. So it's true to Shir, and in many cases it'll be an arbitrary Shir, because it already will stop being given time a long time ago. But Midraban is a shear, but the shear is patterned after Yubit Basal, which gives time for Shishim. So again, it's a little more complicated than I presented initially. But thank you. Oh,
it's
good.
It's a safe number.
It's a shear bittle, because sometimes it won't be necessary. But the reason that number was chosen is because at that point, you know, even the most tasty items will have stopped being given time. Okay. Now, the glaring problem with the Rambam is the fact that he discusses Me'a Masayim by Min Mishen Amino. So like I mentioned, you know, what's going on here? Why in the world would you have to Mivatel Min Mishen Amino of Orla? You know, you have regular, you know, apple juice, and you have a little bit of orange juice. That's Orla. So orange juice falls into your apple juice. So you have to have Mivatel the Masayim. Why? After 60, there's no Tam. So where does the Chumah come from? So the Rashash and Chulin say Tetzam Aleph, and the Meromi Sazeh, the Netziv, and Chulin pay Tetzam Beis, explain, this is just a Gzeir Drabana. Just like Chazal required by a Taruvus of Min Bimino, they sometimes required Shishim, right? Min Bimino they required Shishim Atu Min Mish'eno Mino, let's say by Taruvus Lach Balach. So we derived it Spatel Barov, and yet they required Shishim Atu Min Mish'eno Mino, correct? So too, similarly, Chazal made an opposite there. They said even Min Mishen Amino is really Batel B'Shishim, but since we have a Dindra Rabbanan that Min Mishen requires Me'am Asayim, so even Min Mishen Amino requires Me'am Asayim. It's a little bit of a Gzera, because the need for Me'am Asayim by Min Mishen is the Dindra Rabbanan. But Chazal thought it was too complicated, so it's Chulachad Gzera, and they have this Din of Min Mishen Amino that requires Me'am Asayim. That's how they explained it around. For Chaim, in that same piece of Nechos Trumos, the Gimel test has a more limited understanding. He seems to say, if I'm understanding correctly, that there are two types of bittul. There's bittul of a kfela. So two types of where you master the Torah, let's say. You can master it through a kfela. And if you don't master it through a kfela, so then you require a shir bittul of Me'a, Shishim, Me'a, Masayim. Again, he doesn't say explicitly that Shishim is a shir bittul, but no, he does. That same thing, Shishim is a shir bittul. That's how he explains it. There's two tracks in the way to be Matir, Terubis of Min, Shino Mino, either through Tam, Kvela, or through shir bittul. Shir bittul requires Shishim. Once in the shir bittul world, you apply Dine bittul, which is Shishim, Me'a, Masayim. That's how I understand. Now, it's interesting that they're usually see about Shishim as being a Shir Bittul. What about 59? What about 61? So we know from Chal, it's Sugya, know and love, that there's a concept of Bittul be Chamishim Vetesha. Right? That's the Gemara in Chum Tzadi Zayin of it. So, why is Chal Bittul be Chamishim Vetesha? Chorin is Bittul be Shishim. So there's a little bit of a Rashi says, Hol min heter who in Yisrash Leim Basar B'Sharin Leim B'Shishim L'Hadik Day. It's a special kula because anyway it's been heter. You know, the Leil says it's only needs a tikkun katzas. It's not really aser, so it would make it on 59. But the Rambam Hilchos Machlokes Surah says Vav Yudches says Hove V'Chacham Divrayim. So he kilu b'shirut. Din Rabban. So some Achronim want to know: does the Rambam hold that bittul in general by Rabban is 59? And some Taka say yes. Others say no. It's a special kula by Chal. Either way, for our purposes, it's interesting that the ability to be makel to 59, I think it's more understandable if you assume that it's a shir bittul. Shir bittul, Chazal said, it's a new shir. You know, if it's in Metzias, and we're worried there's Metzias time till 60, so how are you going to say 59 is different? How are you going to say, oh, because it's Rabbanan, who cares if it's Rabbanan? The flavor is the flavor. So it's harder to say. I think it works better if it's a four-four halacha. Similarly, there's... Chal is meat, so therefore it counts towards it. Right. So you could get out, it's as if you have shishim. Okay. Because he needs, the Rashba is assuming it's din tams, he needs to... Thank you, okay. Yeah.
Was the Rashi quoted right that 60 is like a safe number?
Yeah.
Because it's not like a very strong case. Anyway, so you're going to be...
Right, you could say you're safe anyway. You could also say that. Look, if Chazal knew that this isn't Basal, so they knew you were safe. But I just think it's interesting. Right? Similarly, there's a question of 61. By eggs, the halacha is going to chul and tzadik hatam alef, that eggs in 61. Why? So some understand because the eggs come in different sizes, so you know, you think you have 60, really you don't have 60. The Rambam also, again, has a different reason. The Rambam in Tetzvav Yud Tas of Machal Surah writes, Sneishi hi beria, b'kini asma asu heker la b'hasifu b'shira. An egg is a beria, whatever that means. Whenever they made a heker to require 61. So again, for the svara that, you know, the eggs are big, the eggs are small, it's all a question of tam. They're looting it. How, you know, is it really b'zal b'shira? This svara of heker b'kini asma, you know, it seems to be more of a formal halacha, which would fit well with the Rambam's understanding. It's a formal din. So 60, they want to do a heker, 61. I think it fits well with that understanding.
It's kind of funny, isn't it? Because the whole concept of Beria is always a Rabbanan, and he himself calls Kishnai a Rabbanan. He's here because of the Shinus and his Chumash and the Rabbanan, they're going to bump it up a notch.
Right.
That's the case. When you have a Beria and it's only a Rabbanan, you're going to be back at 60. The Beria would bump it up to 61 and the Rabbanan would bump it back down.
Right.
No, not that. I mean, like, if you have a Beria, anything to Rabbanan.
Okay. Another nafkamina. Halacha lemaisa. This comes up. You had a little bit of bittul. So you had bittul. Now you feel a little weird about it. You know, you learned your daya, but it doesn't sit well with you. So, famous nafkamina, piskei tshuva, simin kuf tezayin yud. He quotes the machlokas achronim about this. If it doesn't sit well with you, what should you do? The Isser v'heter says it's better not to eat it. It's better not to eat it. But the Piskei Teshuva quotes for the Sol Samincha, B'Shem Torah Hashem, that it's Aser Tzvi Machmir. It's Kein Apikursus Tzvi Machmir. It's Batel. It's Batel, it's Batel. So the Pnei Yeshua in Beit Zalam Ches connects that to this Chakir. He says that by Lach, B'Lach, says the Pnei Yeshua, right, by Shishim, Lach, B'Lach, the Isser is gone. If the Isser is gone, what do you mean to be Machmir? You're going to be Machmir for nothing. Nothing's there. Right? And therefore, as such, you shouldn't be Machmir. Obviously, if you think Shishim is a formal halacha, it's not gone, so you might say, well, it's a formal halacha. Again, depends how you look at the relationship between bittul by yavesh versus lach. We discussed it earlier on, but potentially, if you look at shishim as a more formal halacha, you might say that look, it's a formal halacha, but I don't want to rely on the formal halacha. If you assume it's a din and mitzias and it's is gone, so then there's no room to be machmir potentially. Another nafkamina is how do you look at isuri mashu? Isuri mashu will keep our asa forever. Why the answer forever? If Shishim is didn't tam, so there's no tam, so how can it answer forever? If Shishim is a formal halacha, so Chazal took away the formal halacha. So that's a filo balance. But if Shishim is didn't tam, so I have to do some explaining. Why are Yisuri Mashu? What's the mechanism that Chazal used to answer Yisuri Mashu? It seems like there's no Isser. The Isser is totally gone. So you have to do some explaining. So what we saw here in the second half of the Kippurah was the basic question of how to look at Shishim. Is Shishim a dinim tzias? Isser just dissipates? Or is it a sheer bittul? We discussed some nafkaminas to that question.